The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. I'm sure most Americans are aware that President Obama is struggling to overhaul health care in America. He and others, especially of his cabinet and his party, are struggling to get a health care plan passed by Congress. Many Americans are upset over this plan. They fear many things in this plan just might cause confusion and lack of prompt and proper treatment by the medical profession. In fact, they fear the thought of government getting involved in taking over health care. Now, we see many results of government programs. Have they always turned out good? Has government programs, and where government is involved, passing their laws of do's and don'ts, who gets this, who gets that, who does this, and who does that, ever caused confusion and made existing problems worse? Has government ever created problems that weren't there to start with? Isn't government involved in just about everything? Are things getting better? Is there less confusion and problems than there were before government began taking over, taking your freedom away from you, telling you and me what we can do and what we cannot do? In other words, before big government began watching you and putting a leash on you? We don't have to be too smart to figure that out. Think about some of the programs that government has instituted or has gotten involved in. What happened? Did they disappear? Have we solved the drug problem and crime problems in the schools and colleges and out in society? Have we solved the teenage pregnancy? Well, no. We have encouraged them by making abortion legal and even picking up the bill for such, as well as supporting their physical and financial needs. We seem to think money and more money will solve our problems. Has it? We don't seem to learn from our mistakes. We don't learn from our expensive failed programs. We don't seem to learn that government, by man, that has turned its back on God, can't solve our problems. Why can't we have a government that supports proper and right education based on the Word of God? We had that for many, many years in our nation, and we did not have all the ills that we have today. We have made man the center of the universe instead of God Almighty, who rightly is. But we have come to the point that we think we don't need God, so our government has kicked God out of every place he can. What a terrible mistake. That is the biggest mistake our nation could make. Therefore, character and responsibility cease to be taught in the home and public schools. Are they even taught in the churches anymore? Well, you can be sure they aren't, at least as they once were. Man has made himself the center of the universe and thinks he can solve all problems without God. Well, has he? Will he? The pre-flood world thought the same thing. You might want to ask yourself, have I or am I solving my personal and family problems? And if you aren't, my friends, you should ask yourself why and try to find the answer. Notice what God had to say in Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 8. No one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit. Now, God is talking about the mind. He says you don't have power to control your own mind. And really you don't, at least to control it in the right direction. And no one has power in the day of death. There is no discharge from that war, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it. Well, my friends, we as a nation and as a world go on in our wickedness, trying to solve our problems, our many problems, I should say, by passing more laws that erode our freedom and put us head over heel in debt. Government wants people to depend on them to take care of them. Government seems to want more and more power. When you consider the fact that we have neglected proper education in the home, in the schools, and in the churches, you can begin to understand why we are in the mess we're in. Government treats the effect, not the cause of our ills. Why does mankind do that? Why doesn't mankind want to get to the bottom or the root of a problem and solve it from there? Well, due to the fact that we treat the effects and not the cause, that's why problems keep piling up. What do you think would happen if our elected officials came up with an educational program that would teach kids responsibility and accountability of their actions, and that there would be stiff penalties for bad conduct. Bad conduct is one of the major causes, or we could say is the cause, of most of our problems. Bad conduct has a big part to play in our expensive health care and in our health care problems. What would happen if government would pass laws for schools and colleges that the number one textbook would be the Bible? Do you think the Word of God could help solve our health care problems? Do you think the Word of God could help us solve all of the other problems that we have? This world and our nation should want to know what has caused our problems. The Bible gives the answer. It also tells us how to solve them. Do you know the Bible even tells you what to eat, what is clean and what is unclean, what is good for you and what is bad for you? God tells us in His Word that wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it. That means turning your back on the Word of God. When we do that, we are giving ourselves to an evil and sinful way of life. Therefore, our mind and our conduct become warped and twisted. Then we automatically think our way, our conduct is right, and we can solve our problems. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says this, "There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." My friends, that's a path that we are on, and we have been on that path ever since Adam and Eve neglected to obey God in the Garden of Eden. Well, if we are able to see and comprehend where our nation is headed, then we will realize how true and accurate this verse is. Jeremiah 10, verse 23 says this, "O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." We think we don't need God directing us as to how to conduct our life, to avoid all the pitfalls, or how to solve our many ills. And that includes our health care and health care problems. Now, if you expect government to solve health care, you will have another disappointment. You may remember the words of President Ronald Reagan when he said, and I quote, "Government is the problem." Has it been the average person on the street that has put our nation in debt so bad that we have to depend on foreigners to finance our huge debt? Are you the one that has caused the dollar to tumble? When the dollar is devalued, who will do it? We have a right to be very concerned about government taking over health care, because government has a track record of paperwork and confusion. Now, who could deny that, my friends? Government itself couldn't even deny that. Well, when man leaves God out of his life, individually or as a nation or as a government, things just don't turn out right. We learn to cope with our many problems, and health is only one of them, and health care is also one of them. God told our forefathers, ancient Israel, to have a government that would always work. God also told them how and what to base their education on. So marriages, families, agriculture, businesses, schools, societies, churches, and everything in life would work. And that still stands today. Notice some of the things that God told our forefathers, ancient Israel, and it was meant for their descendants, the United States, and the other 11 nations of Israel. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, notice what it says. "Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess." When this nation was founded, we were much more willing to live by the Word of God than we are today. There are only a very few willing to obey God today in our nation, so we shouldn't be surprised to see so many evils in our land. God said, "Observe His law in the land He has given us, so it would be well with us." We have forgotten God. We have turned our back on our Maker. We haven't observed and lived by His laws, and things aren't well with us. Things are not well with us, my friends, and you know that. I don't have to tell you that. We all know that, don't we? But most of us don't know what to do to solve the problems. We are struggling to survive physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. We are struggling to survive in Satan's world. We are struggling to survive in Satan's world. I wanted to repeat that. I want you to understand that that is the world that we are struggling to survive. Verse 2 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, that you may fear the Eternal your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Yes, God said, pass them down from generation to generation. We should have feared to disobey and dishonor our God. We should have feared to break his laws. God says, pass his word and laws down to generation after generation. And we have failed to do that as well. Verse 3, therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord your God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Yes, God said, obey him. Fear God, respect God, and obey him. Obey his laws, obey his word, so things would go well with us, so God could bless us. God said, in many places, if you don't obey me, you will bring curse after curse on you. And that's what we see today. Indeed, things would have been well for us today had we obeyed our God. Do you know there would not be the health crisis, our divorce and rebellious kids, rape, murder, out-of-wedlock babies, corruption in government, business, religion, and the huge debt we are burdened with, and all of the other ills that we have? Yes, if we had only obeyed our God. Verse 4 continues, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. God wanted us to understand that there is only one true God. But when you ignore God's word and kick him out of every place you can in the name of separation of church and state and your own personal life, then you can't even know the one and only true God. You will serve the false god of this earth, Satan the devil. And that is what this nation, America, has done and is doing today. And look at what it has produced. Knowing and serving and obeying the true God, the creator of the earth and man upon it, would have only brought blessing after blessing. That is exactly what God promised for obedience to him. He also promised that we would be cursed with many evils, including sickness and incurable diseases, plus financial problems, if we turned our back on him. What do we see, my friends? What do we see? My friends, our government will not solve the health care problem, or our financial problems, or our crime and drug and out-of-wedlock pregnancies, divorce, abortion, or other problems that we have. They may patch some of them with a small band-aid that will help for a while to some degree. But until we realize and admit that we need Jesus Christ and God the Father in our life 24/7 and prove it to God by our conduct of obedience to God, our problems will only escalate. I hate to have to say these things, but they are so true, and I am here to preach the truth to you. I hope that you will listen. Well, I see my time is up. We've got to break off here. We'll pick this up in our next program, but in the meantime, we have a couple of articles that you may wish to read. Number 1, Babylon, Fountain of Error. And number 2, Why Does Mankind Suffer? They are free for the requesting. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you may order online, log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and several others that you may be able to pick up.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.